And Chris Kenner there, and I like it like that. 17 minutes after 7:17. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Plus four now. Sunny periods today. Also a chance of late day showers and a high of 8 degrees. And coming up, of course, this weekend here at 1050 Chum, your last chance to visit the historic studios as we have an open house for the CP24 Chum Christmas Wish. All the details are at 1050chum.com. Now, coming up in about a half an hour, we have from our Fun and Games Department, Winning Word Wednesday, brought to you by Stage West All Suite Hotel, Theater, and Restaurant. And on Winning Word Wednesday, we form one word from two different songs. And today's winning word is afternoon. Afternoon. Listen and see if you can figure out the two songs that make up the word afternoon. Ah, so here it is one more time. Afternoon. All right, so we've got two tickets to see the smash hit comedy Boing Boing, starring Peter Scolari. That'll be on the 21st of this month at Stage West All Suite Hotel, Theater, and Restaurant. That includes the fabulous dinner buffet. Okay, so that's coming up in about a half an hour here on 1050 Chum. We'll celebrate another birthday today on Gord's Gold, and we'll put somebody on the record coming up next. But first, here's Bob Summers, 1050 Chum Traffic.
Well, we're looking at the 401 westbound delays on the 401 from Nielsen over to Kennedy, and MTO cameras looking at still a collision in the right lane. Westbound 401 collectors at Western Road. Eastbound on the 401 slow near Islington. Good news. Problem is cleared on the exit ramp from southbound 400 to eastbound 401, but the 400 still pretty slow. Southbound starting near Finch. Parkway slowdowns, Finch to Lawrence. That's pretty much the usual. QEW delays, Bonnie to Dorval, the Gardner, Toronto Transportation Camera show things get slow. Eastbound on the Gardner, starting near Islington. Looks like construction in the right lane. Eastbound Lakeshore near the Boulevard Club. In town, fire trucks, Caledonia near Glen Grove, a broken water main, southbound Bayview south of Finch, a missing sewer hole cover, northbound Dufferin at Dolomite. From York Regional Police, had a collision, Islington and Napa Valley, also Bloomington at 48. 1050 Chum Traffic.
You know the beauty about the Internet. No matter where you are in the world, you can always listen to 1050 Chum at 1050chum.com. And thanks to the Chum website, there's always music playing. The guys in the Chum archives have dug up classic air checks by Jane Elson, Wolfman Jack, Al Belisca, Jackson Armstrong. The list is endless. Exclusive Chum interviews with Roy Orbison, John Fogerty, and Bo Diddley. Plus dozens of Theater of the Mind shows, and even one. Every episode of Duke Roberts Remembers. I still love the Duker.
What's stopping you from owning a cottage? Price? Now you can enjoy the benefits of owning a cottage, and it costs a lot less than you think. Go to the Cottage RV Show at the International Center this weekend and discover all cottage RVs come fully furnished and are completely relocatable. Don't like your neighbor or desire a change of scenery? Just relocate your cottage RV. Now try that with a cottage. Learn more at BigRVShow.com and see how your 5W Cottage RV can take you wherever you'd like to go. The Cottage RV Show opens this Friday at the International Center Airport Road. Parking is free.
Take it off.
The stains on your teeth.
Don't be shy.
32 White 199 Avenue Road will strip away every last stitch of stain on your teeth.
Get whitening for life for $199.
Whitening for life, $199.
Take it all off, because the first thing people notice about you is your smile.
Whitening for life, $199. Find out all about it now
at 32white.com.
1050 Chum. 1050 Chum. On the record.
Remember this golden classic.
Elton John talks about the inspiration behind Crocodile Rock.
I wanted to make a record that had the influences of like the Del Shannons and the Pat Boones of the 1950s and 60s. And Bernie wrote this lyric, which can only be one of those type things. And so we just got it together, and we got the nice sort of clicky guitar sound in the middle. It sounds like Duane Eddy, and there's an Eddie Cochran riff there somewhere. It's just a complete... Someone asked me a stupid question and said, don't you think it's a bit of a rip-off? And the whole record's a total rip-off, but that's exactly... It's just a tongue-in-cheek, you know. People just break up when I start going, la, 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 because it's, you know, it's Speedy Gonzales, isn't it?
News next at 7:30 here on the 10:50 Show Morning Show with the James Gang. Hey, it's going to be sunny today, but also a chance of late day showers and a high of plus 8. Plus 4.
And I, to my pledge of word, am true.
On Chum.
I cannot fail.
What's going on, everybody? The name is Leo.
It's 7:30. I'm Doug Beaumont with 1050 Chum News and Information. Sunny periods today. We may see late day showers, the high 8. There's a chance of showers tonight and then periods of rain tomorrow. It's 4 degrees. Now we're a top story. Cheaper gas now, more pain at the pumps down the road. That's what the International Energy Agency is forecasting. It says the recent slide in the price of oil is putting more expensive exploration projects on hold, which will eventually impact supplies. And when supply can't meet demand, we get higher prices. This morning, oil is trading below $59 a barrel. Gasoline is down a couple of cents at stations around town near 83. A 16-year-old student is nursing a stab wound to his stomach after he was knifed in the cafeteria at C.W. Jeffries Collegiate in North York. It happened during lunch hour yesterday. No arrests have been made. This is the school where Jordan Manners was shot and killed last year. C.W. Jeffries does have security cameras, but no police officers stationed at the school. The RCMP in Fort McMurray, Alberta, is calling the shooting death of a Toronto teen drug-related. 17-year-old Daniel Asarfo Ajay was last seen by his father here last Thursday. 2 days later, his body was found in Alberta. He's the fourth Ontario resident murdered in Alberta since August. An Edmonton criminologist suggests drug bosses in Alberta are sending a message to dealers here. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has a lead in an E. coli investigation in southern Ontario. At least 128 people have fallen ill over a wide area: Niagara, Halton, Guelph, and Waterloo. Romaine lettuce is now suspected as the source of the bacteria. Confirmation will allow the agency to track the lettuce back to the source farm. And finally, you can't blame a guy for trying. There's a town in Turkey called Batman. Now the mayor of Batman wants royalties from the latest Batman movie, The Dark Knight. He's suing Warner Brothers, and the movie's director says they used the town's name without its permission. It's 7:32. A check of the roads. Bob, we did have a problem on the 401.
And good news on that. MTO cameras show the problem has now cleared. Westbound 401 collectors at Weston Road. We're seeing a backup as a result, partly in the westbound express lanes through Kiel. If you're coming in from the east, we see a busy spot. Westbound 401 collectors near Meadowvale. And it's slow as usual, off and on from Belt Nielsen over to Kennedy. Eastbound on the 401, delays 427 through to Weston. That problem in the westbound collectors at Weston, that helped to back things up at the bottom end of the 400. Also had an earlier problem on the ramp from the 400 to eastbound 401. That's gone too. Not gone, we're still seeing a real slowdown. Southbound 400 from about Finch down to the 401. Parkway. Delays there from Finch down to the other side of Lawrence. Northbound looks slow now through Lawrence. QEW delays now from Walker's to 3rd and from Mississauga Road over to Dixie. Toronto Transportation cameras looking at delays on the Gardner off and on from Islington through to Jamison. Not a huge deal just yet, but there's construction in the right lane, eastbound Lakeshore, just east of the Boulevard Club. In town, they had a fire call, Caledonia near Glen Grove, a broken water main southbound Bayview south of Finch. Construction includes westbound Kingston Road at Main. And from Peel Regional Police, a collision Highway 10 at the 401. 1050 Chum traffic.
Sports and extended weather are next on 1050 Chum.
Sleep Country prides itself on having a very high percentage of repeat customers, like Mrs. Okamura.
I go back to Sleep Country because of what I would call the Sleep Country experience. It's worry-free and it's no hassles.
It's not unusual for our customers to have a Sleep Country bed in every room of their home.
I have purchased 3 beds from Sleep Country. My first one was for our master bedroom. Second one was for my son's room. And recently I've purchased a bed for our guest bedroom.
One of the reasons customers like Mrs. Okamura keep coming back year after year is Sleep Country's low prices.
The whole experience is so wonderful, and you know you're getting that experience as a service without paying extra, because I know that Sleep Country also has the price guarantee. Why would you buy a bed anywhere else? Which I guess is their tagline.
Sleep Country and the Salvation Army have teamed up to help collect warm coats for needy children in our community. Please help out by dropping off new or gently used clean children's coats at any Sleep Country store. For more information, go to sleepcountry.ca.
Chum Sports, a 4-3 loss for the Leafs in Calgary last night. They stay out west. They're in Edmonton tomorrow night. Basketball in town tonight. The Raptors hosting Philadelphia. 1050 Chum weather. Sunny periods today. Also a chance of late day showers. The high 8. A chance of showers tonight. The low 7. Periods of rain tomorrow. The high 11. Showers and 13 Friday. Showers Saturday. The high 8. I'm Doug Beaumont. It's 4 degrees at 1050 Chum.
Who are James and the James Gang? Toronto's greatest hits on 1050 Chum. 1050 Chum. Right on.
1050 Chum, Dave Clark 5. Glad all over that you're listening. Good morning, 7:38, 22 before 8 o'clock, plus 4 now on a high of 8 today. Sunny periods, also chance of late day showers, periods of rain tomorrow, and 11 warms up Friday with rain. And then shower Saturday back to 8 and cloudy down to 5 for Sunday. Sad story about Jennifer Hudson in America. Anyway, Donald Trump says he has Jennifer Hudson safely stashed away at one of his high-rises. Apparently, he's letting Jennifer stay in his hair, I think. Coming up in a second, I mentioned it's there are a lot of well-known musicians born today, and we'll celebrate somebody's birthday here in town. If you will, coming up on Gord's Gold. And before 8 o'clock, Winning Word Wednesday here on 1050 Chum. Bob Summers, though, is here with 1050 Chum Traffic.
And we're starting on the 401. Delays westbound from Nielsen to Kennedy. The good news, they cleared the problem. Westbound at Weston Road. Eastbound slowdowns from the 427 through to Weston. Southbound 400, that's pretty slow from Finch down to the 401. Parkway delays from Finch to Lawrence, and it's getting busy near Don Mills. QEW delays, Walker's to 3rd, Mississauga Road over to Dixie. Gardner gets slow eastbound starting near Islington. Toronto Transportation cameras looking at construction on Lakeshore, including right lane block eastbound Lakeshore just east of the Boulevard Club. In town, a broken water main southbound Bayview south of Finch. Construction includes Young at Lakeshore, westbound Kingston Road at Main, and from Peel Regional Police, a collision Highway 10 at the 401. 1050 Chum Traffic.
Sky Restaurant and Cocktail Lounge presents a Las Vegas-style dinner and show in support of breast cancer, featuring the fabulous Jimmy Young. You're going to love listening to Jimmy Young, Saturday, November 22nd. But seating is limited, so book today at 905-625-9896 or visit skyrestaurantlounge.com.
November 22nd, Jimmy Young in concert.
The following is a paid advertisement.
This is the Daily Investment Report. I'm Jim Schmidt. The Dow got today. It could be the result of oil prices. Could be because of the big banks. But likely it's due to the increase in... So I'm going to recommend... The tech stocks have still been consistently... Sure, it's been outperforming energy stocks and futures. And don't forget the disappointing... So, if you have tech stocks, now really is the time to... Before it's too late.
Whether the bear is roaring or the bull is rearing, that sound you hear is opportunity calling. With InvestTools, you'll learn the simple steps that have everyday people investing with confidence in every market. Sign up for the free 2-hour introductory class today. Reserve your seat now in the Toronto area at tryinvesttools.com. That's T-R-Y investtools.com. InvestTools. Invest in knowing.
1050chum.com.
All right, it's 18 minutes now before 8 o'clock and time for Gord's Gold. And one of the greatest singer-songwriters of the rock era is celebrating a birthday today. And he was in concert January 19th, 1971 at Massey Hall. He said, I'm going to sing mostly new songs tonight. I've written so many new ones that I can't think of anything else to do with them other than sing them. So you may have been there. It may have been one of those magical nights, if you were, certainly. Happy birthday to Neil Young. And let's go back to Massey Hall and enjoy him here on Gord's Gold on 1050 Chum.
to me to mean that much to you. I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you.
Chumman, that is Neil Young at Massey Hall in 1971, and it's his birthday today, so we thought we'd give you a little taste of Neil. I know you were at that show. I remember seeing him at the Gardens, and then there was the Russ Never Sleeps show and the Road Eyes, and in a foggy haze, but what a great show. Anyway, it is his birthday today, so happy birthday, Neil Young. Did you hear the story about Bob Dylan? This happened, Doug had this yesterday. Bob Dylan was in Winnipeg prior to a performance at the MTS Center in the Peg. So Bob Dylan decides he's going to have a sneak peek at the place where Neil Young once called home. Did you hear about this story? So the guy who lives there, John Kiernan, he says, well, we just got back from grocery shopping, and they've lived in the house since 2001. I guess he's sort of used to having Neil Young fans drop by to see where he grew up and all that stuff. So there's this guy standing in front of the house, about to get back into the taxi, and I notice he was wearing one of those expensive-looking leather pants tucked inside these world-class boots. Then he studied his face, and then he says, I tried to keep cool because then I realized it was Bob Dylan. So he's very articulate and introspective. Have you ever heard Bob Dylan speak? My. Anyway, he was unshaven, had his toque pulled down, and an associate with him. So he asked him if he wanted to come inside and have a tour. So he says Dylan asked some thoughtful questions and all that stuff. And he said, the only room that's changed
to my pledged word, am true.
I think my abiding memory will be Bob Dylan standing in the dirty Sunday afternoon, according to John Kiernan. Bob Dylan just decided to drop by to say hi. And thank you for dropping by this morning. That's Gord's Gold. 9 minutes now before 8 plus 4. Sunny periods today. Also a chance of late day showers and a high of 8 degrees. Time now for 1050 Chum Traffic before we get to Winning Word Wednesday. Here's Bob.
And we're looking at the 401 with delays westbound from about Nielsen through to Kennedy. The good news on the 401, MTO cameras show the problem has cleared westbound at Weston Road. Eastbound on the 401, we're looking at delays from the 427 over to Weston. Busy again near Keele, busy again near Bathurst. Southbound on the 400, that's pretty slow from Finch on down to the 401. Parkway, usual delays from approaching Finch to Lawrence again through Don Mills. QEW delays, Walkers to 3rd, Mississauga Road over to about Dixie. Toronto Transportation cameras looking at slowdowns. Eastbound Gardner, starting near Islington, off and on to Jameson. There's that construction zone on Lakeshore. Eastbound Lakeshore at the Boulevard Club, the right lane is blocked. In town, Broken Water Main, southbound Bayview south of Finch. And from Peel Regional Police, had a collision Highway 10 at the 401. 1050 Chum Traffic.
Thank you, Bob. Wednesday morning here on 1050 Chum from our Fun and Games Department. That equals Winning Word Wednesday, brought to you by Stage West All Suite Hotel and Theater Restaurant, and it's where we form one word from two different songs. Now, half an hour ago, we gave you a little taste of it. Here is today's winning word, afternoon.
Afternoon.
All right, afternoon. Let's play it one more time. Okay, so did you hear the two songs? If you can correctly identify both songs that form our winning word, we've got two tickets to see Boeing Boeing starring Peter Scolari. That'll be on the 21st of this month at Stage West All Suite Hotel, Theater, and Restaurant. They have a fabulous dinner buffet there, too, and you can be part of it. So, do you know the two songs? Give us a call, 416-870-WINS, 416-870-9467. Dial carefully. 7:53 here on 1050 Chum.
Fellow Canadians, I'm here today to talk about the CIBC Unlimited Checking Account because I believe it's worth a talk. Now, you all know this account earns Aeroplan miles every month, but for a limited time, you get double the miles. Plus, you also get a double welcome bonus of 10,000 Aeroplan miles. Now, that's worth a talk.
Open a CIBC Unlimited Checking Account by December 31st. Qualifying transactions required. Some conditions apply. Visit CIBC.com for details. CIBC, for what matters.
During these times of economic uncertainty, one thing is absolutely certain. Right now at Expedia.ca, it's Vegas time! Save on hotels, shows, restaurants, spas, and more. So drop what you're doing, careful if you're drinking the coffee, go straight to Expedia.ca and save a pantload during the It's Vegas Time sale. Come on, put the hard times on hold for a little, because with savings like these, it's Vegas time. But only till November 28th and only at Expedia.ca. Your trip, your way.
Welcome home!
The absolute final deadline in the Princess Margaret Welcome Home Sweepstakes is just 1 week away. You could be living in luxury in Oakville, Muskoka, Bayview and Lawrence, or Blue Mountain. There's millions more in prizes up for grabs, including new vehicles and worldwide vacations. Limited tickets remain. Call 1-866-631-1234 or visit helpconquercancer.ca.
Welcome home.
Lottery license 818.
As the holiday season approaches and things get busier, wouldn't it be nice to have more time with friends and family? This year, give yourself the gift of time. Discover the time-saving convenience of GroceryGateway.com. Shop online, choose the delivery time that's best for you, and have all your groceries delivered right to your door. Grocery Gateway offers thousands of top national brands, plus fresh produce, meat, as well as natural and organic products. Pay online or at your door by debit. Visit GroceryGateway.com today and see how convenient it really is.
Okay, 6 minutes now before 8 here on 1050 Chum, Winning Word Wednesday, and we've got a call from Javed Jaffrey. Hi, Javed. Thanks very much for giving us a call. How's your day going so far?
Fine, thank you.
All right, good. Listen carefully now to our Winning Word Wednesday musical clue.
Afternoon.
What are the two songs that form afternoon?
It is There's Got to Be a Morning After and Tuesday Afternoon.
Yes, is correct. Morning After by Maureen McGovern from The Poseidon Adventure and the Moody Blues from Days of Future Past. Here to tell you what you've won, Javed, is our good friend Don Prego. Don?
Well, Javed, congratulations. You've won two tickets to see Boeing Boeing live at Stage West, All Suite Hotel, a theater and restaurant, and
yes,
fabulous dinner buffet.
You got that right.
This is Don Prego reminding you to join us tomorrow morning at 7:50 for more fun and games and Thunder Alley Thursday here on 1050 Chum.
Thank you, Don. And again, congratulations, Javed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Winning Word Wednesday with Maureen McGovern and the Moody Blues.
On this wonderful Wednesday, stay tuned to CHUM.
There's got to be a morning after if we can hold on through the night. We have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the store. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late, we should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late. The trees are drawing me near.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Doug Beaumont with 1050 Chum News and Information. Sunny periods today. We may see a shower later on as well, the high 8. There's a chance of showers tonight, periods of rain on the way tomorrow. It's 4 degrees. Now our top story. This was not a random act of violence. That's what Toronto police are saying about the stabbing of a student at C.W. Jeffries Collegiate in North York. But the incident yesterday is raising new questions about safety in the school, where 15-year-old Jordan Manners was shot and killed last year. A grade 11 student was stabbed in the cafeteria at Jeffries yesterday, happened during the lunch hour. No suspects have been arrested yet. The 16-year-old has a wound to his abdomen. He spent the night in hospital. While Toronto police are working in some high schools this fall, Audley Salmon, the principal at Jeffries, says there is not an officer at his school.
We have not, in fact, opted out. We are currently in consultation with our community, with our students, and with the staff in order to make a determination as far as whether or not there will be a school resource officer in the school. So the decision has not yet been made.
Salmon argues his school is safe, unequivocally safe in his words, adding this stabbing could have happened anywhere. Could be some lively discussion at City Hall today. The Public Works Committee will be discussing a plan to force some businesses to make changes to the containers they use to package their products, specifically takeout beverage and food containers. They would eventually have to use refillable or reusable takeout containers. A plastics industry group claims this would cost the average household $400 more per year in takeout costs. The price of gas down a couple of cents a liter this morning, near 83, as the price of oil drops again. After falling more than $3 yesterday, oil is down another dollar today, under $59. How low will it go? One trader says we could see $45 a barrel early next year. Longer term, the International Energy Agency says we'll see much higher prices. This is because the current lower prices discourage the development of more oil supplies, and that'll eventually lead to tighter supplies and the resulting higher prices. The death toll has climbed to 6 in Afghanistan after a suicide bomber blew up an oil tanker outside a provincial council meeting in Kandahar. At least 42 people were wounded in a big crater left by the blast. Canadian soldiers were at the site after the explosion. With a strike at York University now nearly a week old, the school says it could be over within 24 hours if the union would agree to binding arbitration. Teaching assistants and contract faculty are on strike at York over wages. The university has offered increases of 9.25% over 3 years. The union doesn't appear interested in arbitration, though, saying there are still too many issues on the table to take that step. An unusual smuggling case. A Richmond Hill man is facing charges, accused of trying to smuggle $2 million in U.S. cash across the border into Detroit. U.S. border officials found the money in the walls of a tractor trailer last Friday. Eskender Mafarani is charged. It is illegal to conceal more than $10,000 when entering or leaving the U.S. Health news, and romaine lettuce is suspected in an E. coli outbreak that has sickened at least 128 people in Halton, Niagara, Guelph, and Waterloo. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency is still testing the lettuce, but if it's confirmed, investigators should be able to link it backwards from restaurants to suppliers and eventually the farm where it came from. May help get you moving in the morning, but the music here on Chum may be doing something else for you, too. May be good for your health, reporter Larry Jacobs explains.
Your heart need help? You could run up a big sweat, or just relax and listen to something like this.
Joyful music, in fact, had an effect similar to what is observed after one exercises or after one laughs.
Dr. Michael Miller with the University of Maryland Hospital.
We think that there's release of brain chemicals known as endorphins that cause this opening up of the blood vessel.
The study involved 10 healthy volunteers, average age about 35. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
It's 8:05. A check of the roads now. Bob, it is busy and a problem, too, on the 403.
Yeah, the good news is we can see that it is just now being cleared. MTO cameras, we were watching a collision that was blocking a couple of lanes. Eastbound 403 express lanes, east of Eglinton. So it's still slow as you go around the bend, but as we say, the problem is being cleared. 401 delays eastbound from approaching the 427 through to Weston, westbound from Nielsen to Kennedy, the 400. That's still slow from about the Finch area down to the 401. The Parkway, slowdowns off and on from Steeles to Lawrence, again at Don Mills. QEW delays include Mississauga Road over to Dixie. Gardner, Toronto Transportation Cameras looking at now slowdowns eastbound Gardner starting right at the 427 eastbound Lakeshore. There's construction in the right lane eastbound Lakeshore east of the Boulevard Club. In-town reported problems, Bathurst north of Finch, Brimley at the 401, broken water main southbound Bayview south of Finch, and lots of construction, including westbound Kingston Road at Main. 1050 Chum traffic.
The Business Report is next on 1050 Chum.
Got a hankering for beef? Visit the beef specialists, Bruno's Fine Foods, and sink your teeth into this. Bruno specializes in beef. It's aged and cut right on the premises, then guaranteed by Bruno himself. Pick up fresh harvest veggies from Bruno's award-winning produce department. Perk up green beans with a splash of lemon, or roast slices of butternut or acorn squash sprinkled with cinnamon or allspice. Whether you're entertaining friends or family, Bruno's has everything to make your meal a success. And be sure to stock up on Bruno's own 5-pound family-sized lasagna, just $12.99. Hurry into Bruno's Fine Foods, because behind the Bruno's name, there really is a Bruno.
7 locations, including 1560 Young at St. Clair in the Delisle Court, and Royal York at Dundas, Etobicoke.
1050 Chum Business Report. Asian markets are lower today, continuing Tuesday's sell-off in North America. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 300 points during the trading day. It recovered somewhat to finish down 176. The latest thinking, it's hard to rely on the average consumer to pull the U.S. economy out of this downturn. Here, the TSX Composite Index was down 265 points. Here's hoping CIBC World Markets is correct with its latest outlook. The firm's chief economist, Jeff Rubin, says there are signs that stock markets have reached their bottom. While he doesn't anticipate any more meltdowns this year, Rubin also says the building blocks for a sustained rally by stocks are not firmly in place given weak economic conditions globally. There's a new report that concludes funding levels for Canadian corporate pensions. Pension plans are at an all-time low. Desjardins Securities says plunging stock markets are to blame. It says company pension plans have assets worth just 72% of their future obligations. And two of the big names in golf gear are locked in a nasty fight. Callaway Golf says it has won a court order permanently halting sales of the rival Titleist Pro V1 golf balls. Callaway claims the balls infringe on a patent it holds. The maker of Pro V1 says it will appeal. It also says it has converted production of the balls so they are outside the patents in question. It's 8:08. Sports and extended weather are next on 1050 Chum.
If back pain prevents you from living life to the fullest, Laser Spine Institute can help. As a leader in the advanced techniques of minimally invasive spine surgery, they've brought relief to people around the world. Attend their free seminar at the Renaissance Toronto Airport Hotel, Friday the 14th at 6 p.m. or Saturday the 15th at 10 a.m. or 3 p.m. to learn how you can stand up and be free. Register now by calling 866-200-9617 or visit spineseminar.com.
Your excitement will begin on January 10th and 11th with the second annual TSN Casino-Rama Curling Skins Game. Witness reigning women's world champion Jennifer Jones compete against reigning men's world champion Kevin Martin and former world champs Glenn Howard and Randy Furby as they go head-to-head for a chance to win $100,000. Tickets are on sale now. Visit the Casino-Rama box office or any Ticketmaster location. Catch live curling action from the Casino-Rama Entertainment Center January 10th and 11th.
Chum Sports, the Leafs opened a Western road trip with a 4-3 loss in Calgary. Dustin Boyd scored twice for the Flames, who took a 2-1 lead in the first. The Leafs scored a couple of late goals, but it wasn't enough. They're in Edmonton tomorrow night. Elsewhere on the ice, the Canadiens blanked the Senators 4-0. Pittsburgh rallied for a 7-6 win over the Red Wings. Jordan Staal scoring three times in the third period. The Flyers dropped the Islanders 3-1. And the Sharks fired 57 shots at Nashville's Dan Ellis, but they lost 4-3 in overtime. In the NBA, the Raptors are home to the Sixers tonight.
10:50 Chum weather. Sunny periods today. There's also a chance of late day showers. The high 8. A chance of showers tonight. The low 7. Periods of rain tomorrow. The high 11. Showers and 13 Friday. Showers Saturday. The high 8. Cloudy and just 5 on Sunday. I'm Doug Beaumont. It's 4 degrees at 10:50 Chum.
Your James and the James Gang. Toronto's greatest hits on 1050 Chum.
1050 Chum.
You know you could have been.